On November 26, 2008, terrorists stormed into Mumbai and rained bullets on a railway station, a trendy cafe, a Jewish center, and a five-star hotel, killing at least 166 people. 2611 has often been called India's 9/11. However, the anniversary this week, marked as usual by wreath-laying ceremonies and patriotic speeches, was an anniversary with a difference. Ajmal Kasab, the lone surviving gunman for that terror attack, was dead.
Ajmal Kasab has been hanged at 7:30 this morning in Yerwada jail.
Kasab was hanged a week ago. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. 4 years ago, when the Mumbai attacks happened, I spent most of my Thanksgiving weekend in San Francisco glued to the computer. I remember the visuals of billowing smoke, the explosions, and the flight of scared pigeons in the November sky, and my first glimpse of Ajmal Kasab, though at that time, I didn't know his name.
This is the face of terror. A 21-year-old boy from Pakistan who, along with nine other trained terrorists, held Mumbai hostage for 60 hours.
It was a fuzzy image of a young man in a dark blue t-shirt, the word Versace written across it in white, clutching an assault weapon. Now, we know who he is. He was 21 then. He was a poor boy from Pakistan who fell in with a militant outfit, first distributing pamphlets and then being shipped across the border to India to distribute terror. He was buried in the jail itself. Pakistan did not claim his body. His death sentence provoked spirited debates about the death penalty, though there was little sympathy for Kasab himself. On NDTV's The Big Fight, Public Prosecutor Ujjwal Nikam spoke up for the death penalty.
The death penalty is to be awarded normally, not only to punish the very criminal, but to give a strong message to the like-minded person. This is the one of the foremost principles behind this deterrent sentence.
Professor Kamal Mitra Chinoy was not convinced.
If you look at the U.S. in Texas, it is 13th in violent crime, 17th in murders, highest in convictions and executions. And yet violent crime has gone up and murders have gone up. So it does not work as a deterrent.
A fact worth remembering is that Ajmal Kasab, though he was bumped up the queue for his execution, is only the 56th convict to be hanged since India's independence in 1947. And while India, along with the United States and 37 other countries, refused to sign the UN General Assembly draft resolution calling for the ban on the death penalty last week, it's got a long way to go to catch up to Texas. In fact, the day before Kasab was hanged, the Indian Supreme Court said the rarest of rare criterion it had set down to impose the death penalty was not being done uniformly and needed to be looked at again. And even some who supported the death penalty for Kasab, like Kiran Bedi, the first woman officer of the Indian Police Service, were carving out the Kasab exception.
Now, I am not a believer in death penalty, but in this case, I just cannot hold myself from saying he does deserve it.
But the clearest sign of changing times is perhaps in the gallows itself. India still hangs those it executes, like in the old British days. The requirements for a hangman are pretty basic. It has to be a man at least 5 feet 4 inches tall. But three states in India have had no hangman for a decade now. In Delhi, the capital, there has not been a hangman for over 20 years. In Kolkata, where India's last execution before Kasab took place, the hangman died in 2009. The jail where Kasab was hanged had to import its hangman from outside the state. The fate of the death penalty in India hangs literally in the balance. This is Sandeep Roy for KALW in Kolkata.